So I'm forcing them in, smashing the edges and filling them with gold and porcelain, reinforcing with truth. Tell them who we were before things got loose, then tighten. We're fighting on many planes, so I put bars over everything, lines and editing, entering other dimensions, welding, acetylene, building with these words, worlds. To fight old wars and hero wounds, the hero wins, the hero's queen, and hold her close. Against Rome, against time, against all. Back against the wall, defense is tense. Lines fall, change the consequence. Made it concentrated, trip off this. Condensed the contents are under pressure. Expand. Breathe.
À la douceur de la...
Thank you. We'll be right back. Revenge from 1988, African Village from the Mighty recording, Mindeef, released on the Inja recording label the following year, and featuring the likes of Billy Higgins, Craig Handy, Dula Ibrahim, of course, at the piano, David Williams at the bass, who am I forgetting, Benny Powell at the trombone, and Ricky Ford at reeds. Mixed by Rudy Van Gelder and released on Enja Recordings way back in 1988. As I say, prior to that, we went back even further in time. 1975, Germany live recording of Harry Miller and his Izzy Pingo project. Which Way Now? Title track is what we heard. And Nick Evans was at the trombone, Mongeze Feze at the trumpet, Harry Miller at the bass, Louis Maholo at the drums, and Mike Osborne at the alto sax with the late, very great Keith Tippett at the piano. That's from a Cuneiform recording. Prior to that, Irreversible Entanglements and a single entitled Down to Earth out on the Sub Pop recording label. Elwood Epps before that and a new American side of the border version of Togetherness. Brand new release for them, captured live and featuring Elwood Epps, of course, leading the project, trumpet and melodica. Yor Dijkstra at alto saxophone, Jeb Bishop at the trombone, Nate McBride with just an awesome electric bass sound there, Matt Crane at the congas, and Kurt Newton at the drums. And you can find that via Mr. E Recordings. That's Elwood Epps' own imprint. And check him out on Bandcamp. I'm excited to hear the whole release. It's African Village just coming to a close. Prior to that, Dollar Brand from 1963. And in a trio setting with two South African musicians, as I reach for the info. Notably, Johnny Gertze at the bass and Makaya Nichoko at the drums. Of course, Dollar Brand at the piano. 1963 recording and a piece entitled Dollars Dance. David Varela's before that from his solo outing Nuna. Quanta canta el conit, I believe is how it's pronounced. It's came out about a year ago now, and it's out on the Pi recording label featuring David at the piano solo pretty well throughout. Prior to that, the brand new Steve Lehman. Second edition of Celebion, his project featuring two rappers, namely Gaston Bandamique and H Prism, and Steve Lehman at alto saxophone, Maciek Lezere at alto soprano saxophone, I should say, and Damon Reed at the drums. That was a piece entitled Poesy 1 from the new release from Steve Lehman. And we started off with some brand new music from Dundozo Makahatini, second release for him out, I believe it's the second one out on the Blue Note recording label. Just came out this week, as a matter of fact. In the Spirit of Mtu is the name of it, and we heard Uno Kayamba, I believe. And that was that. That was that set. That brings us to about a minute before I got to get out of here. So we're going to do that right now. We're going to close with just a little bit more of the music from Dodozo Mahakatini. And we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening and bearing with me. See you later.
Allô, je suis Christophe, qui vous parle sur les ondes de CKUT. Je serai votre hôte pour l'épisode de Legalese, un podcast de Radlaw qui décortique le droit dans son actualité et qui sert de perspective antilibérale et anticapitaliste. Aujourd'hui, on jase de fiducie foncière d'utilité sociale, donc Community Land Trusts en anglais. Et on jase encore plus précisément de fiducie d'utilité sociale agroécologique qu'on appelle les FUSE. C'est une innovation juridico-légaliste assez récente dans la province, qui retire des terres du système de propriété conventionnelle et aussi de l'agriculture conventionnelle. Une fermière vend ou donne sa terre à une fiducie et fixe sa vocation agro-écologique à perpétuité. La terre devient donc un genre de commun. L'épisode se décline en deux parties. Audrey jase d'abord Anne de la ferme Cadet Russell, qui en 2010 est devenue la toute première fiducie d'utilité sociale agro-écologique. Fait qu'on jase de ce processus-là, de la vision qui l'a animée, des spécificités de la FUSA comparativement à d'autres mécanismes comme le bail emphytéotique ou le zonage. Yo, ce mot est difficile.